Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, you could be a part of this. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can be a part of this. A little thing we call real or fake every Tuesday around this time. Real or fake. I say a statement. You tell me if it is real or fake. And yes, give your thoughts and reasons as well on this thing. All right, the first one here, a little real or fake. Someone from this young Rockets core will be gone from next year's team. Someone from this young Rockets core will be gone. And I'm not talking about a Dylan Brooks or a Jeff Green or Fred Van Fleet. Somebody from the young core won't be on this team next year.
Real.
You think that's real?
I think it's real. Yeah. I mean, even if you do want to be patient with a couple of guys that haven't been here, when you say core to me, that's Shingun, Amen Thompson, it's Jalen Green, it's Jabari Smith, it's Tari Eason.
Yeah.
Really, those five guys. And yeah, look, I think it's real. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Someone on YouTube and Twitch said Cam is definitely gone. I don't even know that I put, like, you're right. I don't know that I put him up with that group because he's not playing, right? He's not even playing right now in the playoffs. Not to say he won't, but right now he won't. But yeah, I do, because I think there's no way, man. They're too close. They see what kind of team they have, and they see exactly what it is that they need. And I don't know that they see anybody right now developing into that person. And so I think they're going to make a move, and that move is probably going to be within a trade. Durant, Booker, Giannis, and somebody or somebodies from the young core would have to go in there, in my opinion. So I agree with that. Tyler, I'm going to send this one to you first. Damian Pierce has played his last game as a Houston Texan. Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake on that one. I think he's endeared himself into the hearts of a few of these folks on the staff, particularly when it comes to special teams play. I'm not sure how much we'll be seeing Damian line up in the backfield as a running back, but it does feel like at times he's found himself a home of sorts with the special teams unit. I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, I wonder how many running backs you have on the team that their sole job is special teams.
Yeah.
Because Dari Ogunbowale is already that. And I know Damian returns. And right now they've got Mixon, Woody Marks, Damian Pierce, Dari Ogunbowale. They give up a third round pick in next year's draft to go up and get Woody Marks. I think it's really on the table. I'm going to say fake. I'm not confident with it. I think it is definitely on the table, Clint, because I think at some point you look at this and you say, well, Dare is going to be here because he does special team stuff, but he does a whole lot of special team stuff. Damian Pierce's special team stuff is returning kicks. Not to say that's not important, But is he going to be the number two back? I'm not sure. So I'm going to say fake right now, but I think it's definitely on the table.
I think it's real. I think it's real. I think you laid it out beautifully, and I think I just think what you said is more powerful than maybe you're giving it credit for, Ron. Look, Dare Ogunbowale is going absolutely nowhere, not only because, hell, he's the backup kicker, but he plays all kind of special teams.
I said the backup
kicker. He plays all kind of special teams. And Ron, they showed us. They showed us who they trust in critical situations in the football game on third down. They didn't go with the younger, more bullish, more athletic running back in Damian Pierce. They went with Dare Ogunbowale when it mattered the most. So clearly he's the better third down back. He's a better emergency running back as well. And when you move up and you use a third round pick to move up and pick Woody Marks, a back the caliber of Woody Marks, I got to believe that he's going to have every chance, every opportunity to be on the roster and to be the number two back. Now, if they end up keeping three, you know, four. If they end up keeping four, yeah, what does that look like? I can tell you this. There's a reason why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The average career length in the NFL is like just slightly over 3 years. In the NFL, and when I say slightly, I mean like a game over 3 years. And Damian Pierce is in year four.
From the text line, fake. You need to have two feature backs. The new guy is a third down back. Who spells mixing him? Right, like they traded Cam Akers last year. If you remember, like they traded to get down to just having Mixon, Damian Pierce, and Dare Ogunbowale.
Yeah.
Right, like so. We know Woody Marks isn't going anywhere. And I think Dare does more for the team. Now, they may keep four and then not dress certain guys, but I don't know how they would do that because Woody Marks is going to be there and Dare's going to dress.
Well, again, maybe I'm a little bullish on this because I like Woody Marks, Ron, but if this team is serious about winning a Super Bowl, if Nick Caley is serious about making his mark as an offensive coordinator, I'll be damned if they're going to go with a guy in Damian Pierce as a backup running back that spells Joe Mixon or is that third down back. There's going to be two in the same, by the way. I'll be damned if they're going to all of a sudden trust Damian Pierce to do that after using a third round draft pick in 2026 to move up and pick Woody Marks. And if you watch Woody Marks is unbelievably comfortable in air raid offense, catching the football out of the backfield. I mean, this guy's a difference maker. They've shown us what they think about Damian Pierce. He's a kickoff returner and a reserve back if and when they need him in a game when Joe Mixon can't go and they need a downhill bruising back that doesn't turn it over. We're talking about creating game-changing type players here. I don't think they're going to change their tune on Damian Pierce after drafting Woody Marks and do it at the expense of Woody Marks getting run.
The numbers are starting to just kind of add up to where they're not going to keep four every week, right?
Yeah.
And three of those guys we know are going to dress. Mixon's going to dress, Woody's going to dress, and Dare's going to dress. All right. Real or fake, Shedeur Sanders will start a game for the Cleveland Browns this year. Shedeur Sanders will start a game for the Cleveland Browns this year. Real or fake?
Oh, I think it's fake. And maybe I'm putting too much stock in Cleveland doing what makes sense. But I just don't know how throwing these young quarterbacks to the Wolves in that dysfunctional situation when you got a Joe Flacco over there that can should be able to handle it a little bit more. I got to think they're going to go in the season thinking that they're going to try to win ball games, and there's no way that either of the guys they drafted, Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, is going to be better week one, give you a better chance to win week one than Joe Flacco. And I mean, we've seen Joe Flacco win with a great defense on the other side of the ball. So I got to think that's the way they start. I don't know how Deshaun Watson factors in this. I know the owner said they're done with him, but they owe him a bunch of money. I mean, how does he factor into this?
I don't know if he's going to be healthy.
Be healthy or not. Yeah, I don't know. But I would say that it's fake. I don't think he starts a game this year. I don't think either the rookies do.
Yeah, it's tough.
The Cleveland Brown rookies.
I think. Him or Gabriel. Because I do think they have two first-round picks next year that is a much
– Ooh, that's a good point.
Much, you know, more of a quarterback-rich draft. And I do think they probably want to know
what
they have. And I don't know how good they're going to be. And I think this might get to a point where you're sitting here with Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett having you to run things. You know, like
that's a good point, man.
I don't know if they're going to. But he still has a lot of – he's got a lot in front of him, right? He's got, at the very least, three guys in front. Hell, I just looked at Cleveland's depth chart. He's not on it. Right now, I don't think Deshaun's on it, so I don't think he's going to play. But I don't know. I'll say real. I'll say real just because I think they're going to want to see what they have. I think both of them could get starts potentially, or whoever wins that spot.
Right.
Right. So I'll say real right now. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive, the Texans have done a lot in the wide receiver position. This is a brand new looking wide receiving core. One, is this the best wide receiving core potentially that CJ Stroud has had in Houston? And this is going to be a tough thing in terms of making this team. Who is potentially in trouble? We'll discuss that next.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.